Yo, welcome to another episode of Ism Radio Today, everybody. How's everybody doing? We're getting this stuff together. Let me put on some music so I can chop up game with the family. My name is Tariq. Before I get started, let me...
That's a super easy way to tell that your bed is
What the
awful.
Fuck is this? Okay, I thought that was one of y'all talking. Shit, okay, we got... No, I'm like, there's a white woman up in here? Shit! All right, let me... Hold on, let me take a real quick, fast commercial break. Not a break, but let me play a quick commercial if I get this shit together. Hold on 1 second.
Detoxes and colon cleanses. And
hold on, I'm fucking up already. Hold on. Let me play a commercial for y'all from one of our sponsors. Shit.
HerbalOrganicProducts.com. Herbs designed for the melanoid nation. Now, you can get our full body detoxes and colon cleanses. And fellas, if you really want to improve your stroke game, make sure you get the Superman Lover Formula. And ladies, we have the Ultimate Hair, Skin, and Nail Formula and the Sacred Womb Cleanse. And right now, you can get 10% off by using the product code IZMRadio only at HerbalOrganicProducts.com.
That's right, lady. Cleanse that womb. A good womb cleaning.
Ew.
You can never go wrong with a good womb cleaning, ew, ladies. God damn. Because there's some filthy little wombs out there
that's
in the streets.
Gross. You never had a colonic?
Yeah, I have.
I had one a long time ago.
How'd you like it?
It felt like... Whoop, like that. No.
Okay. Perfect description. Also, today's show is brought to you by AshKicking.com. AshKicking.com. You need to get your lotion game up, ladies and gentlemen. You can't be out here in the streets ashy to be damned. Y'all know, y'all need to go to ashkicking.com to get your lotion game. They got all types of great products there. Lotion, soaps, elixirs, all that good stuff. So that's ashkicking.com, ladies and gentlemen. Is it still hot as fuck in here? It's hot as hell out here in LA on the West Coast. We're on the way. Oh, look, before that, I haven't introduced my lovely co-host over here. We have Miss Layla Lopez. How are you, Layla?
Tired as hell. But I'm sure. But I'm, you know, it's the heat too.
Yeah, the heat is really slowing people down. And over here, what's all this shit going on? And over here, we have Miss Bree. How are you, Bree?
Hot.
Yeah.
Why we get?
I am ridiculously hot. Ain't nothing else I can say.
Man. So, what did y'all do this weekend for Fight Weekend?
No, we had my brother had a really big fight party at this mansion in Beverly Hills. Actually, a couple of our listeners came through. That was real fun. Shout out to Tracy. How you doing? He came with his little crew. So thank you for coming through. And then Bree came through. Priya came through.
Yes. Yeah, they brought twerking. Priya out. Oh, Bree! I heard Bree was twerking it up.
Bree was twerking.
I was twerking?
Yes. What's that song that came on?
We was lit on live,
thick,
though.
She thick.
I was trying to get you to twerk. Shit. Layla had on this long-ass shirt. First of all, she had on short shorts and a long shirt to cover her ass.
Hilarious.
I'm like, I'm going to snatch some clothes off her in a minute.
I did that on purpose.
Lord.
You got to leave something to the imagination.
Lord. Man, what's up? Who's on the phone?
What's going on, Tariq? This is Brad from Charlotte. What's going on, ladies?
Hey.
He said ladies.
Oh, hey.
Y'all.
Hey, that was...
Snap out of it. They still got a damn hangover from the fucking weekend.
Yeah. And
shit, they all still...
They're smoking that weed, Tariq.
Oh, my God. Now,
these are some drinking gals. They know weed. These are...
hey, what's up, Ism Bob? What's going on? I got a quick question today, Tariq.
Go ahead, brother.
Something that's just really bothering me. Not really bothering, but something I've just been thinking about. My wife's family, they're very like religious, very Christian based. Being that we are here in the South, that's nothing new, you know. But my family is that way too. I grew up in the church and everything like that, but you know, for the past 2 years, just acquiring more knowledge about different religions and just universal studies in general.
Right.
I just got a question about, like, moving forward in the future. I don't have any children right now, me and my wife, but we just got married back in June.
Okay.
But I got just a quick concern of mine, like, you know, as far as, like, you know, when you're having children, bringing children into the world, you know, families, you know, they want to say, hey, get the baby Christian, find a good church home, you know, you're not going to be saved or die, you don't want to end up in hell and all that. And I'm like, well, I don't personally, me, I don't think nothing's coming back to save us. I mean, I believe in God, I really do. I believe in the Creator, though. But how would I handle, you know, and my wife understands
GGA Jeff to the point.
My spirituality views, you know. So how can I, you know, how can I handle that in the future, as far as like when that comes, because it is going to come up. How can I handle that that type of conversation, as far as like them kind of opposing my views? Maybe I know I'm the man, and I do stand up in my household when right. I say goals. I don't want to be like disrespectful towards my parents. Right, or I understand her parents that.
This is why I avoid any conversation about religion altogether, because that people are going to hold on to their belief systems no matter what, and it's almost a pointless conversation. There's a saying that you don't discuss politics or religion, because people are kind of rigid in their political and religious views no matter what. And we see that, for example, look at Trump. Like Trump, I mean, this motherfucker is horrible. No matter what he does, he still has that white supremacist support base that's going to support him no matter what. This motherfucker can go out and rape a goat and people will still be at the rally with a damn Make America Great hat. So people are going to hold on to their beliefs no matter what. So arguing with them and debating them about religion is just basically going back and forth. What you should do is, you know, you can respect each other's religion, but if you are a victim of systematic racism, y'all need to be talking about how all the different fractions of religions can come together to tackle that. You understand? That's the only thing we need to be talking about, because I have a lot of dudes when we do the Hidden Colors movies, I have these time-wasting niggas who want to argue, man, how come, let's talk about the Israelites. I'm like, all right, what about them? We the original Israelites. Okay, now, I'm not arguing with you. So as the original Israelites, how do we face systematic racism? And then motherfuckers get stuck. You dig?
Right.
So, yeah, I do not get caught up in those different factions of religion, because the biggest religion is systematic white supremacy, and we need to come up with ways counter that. You dig? So do not waste time with your family. If they start talking that shit, go outside and start barbecuing or something. All
right? Right. And you know the crazy thing, Terry, my fault, I don't mean to hold up the line, but when I start talking about that black power shit around other black people sometimes, they start having convulsions and I'm wrong.
The coonery is on fleek out here. Oh yeah, especially in the family. Some of the biggest Sambos some of the biggest Sambos are in the family, dude. So you gotta charge them, dude. Right. You got to know how to charge into the game, man. But thank you for the call, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed. All right.
Yeah, that was very good advice.
Yeah, man. Do y'all have families who are very religious?
Yes.
Friendly, really?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. I have my closest friends don't even want to hear the shit I got to say to them.
Yeah.
And like, they shut down. Oh, I don't want to have this conversation. That's too much for me. And I'd be like,
Too many arguments. Yeah, especially because black folks don't want to give up that interracial sex. That's the thing. Right. You start telling black folks about black empowerment. Hold on now. All lives matter, nigga.
Right.
All lives
right,
matter now.
Right. All white girls matter.
Yeah. white pussy matters. That's what they mean. Now, Layla, what's happening out here in these streets?
I always got to go to me first.
Because I always put you on the spot. Layla, what happened on T.I. and Tiny? I mean, Carmelo Anthony and she be having the names wrong. I just want to put her on the spot.
No, first I'm gonna talk about the hurricane.
Yes, and shout out to all the brothers and sisters down in Houston.
Man,
that's going through.
I know people
down there,
like all my baby daddy's families, like a lot of them is down there. His sister and my homegirl Brooke, her mama down there. Like I know a few people. Trapped in their house.
Wow, it's crazy.
And my cousin.
Oh wow,
forgot my cousin's down there.
Yeah, so they're going through it down there, man, and then. Again, my folks down in Houston, some of them been hollering at me. I've been hollering at some of the state representatives down there to see what we can do to work with them and get it popping and help out down there. In the chat room, could y'all hear the caller? Somebody said they couldn't hear the caller on the phone. Let me ask y'all in the chat room, could you guys hear the caller in the chat room? Somebody said they couldn't hear the caller. I want to make sure the audio is good. Or maybe that nigga's got a janky connection.
That could be that.
All right, the number is 818-850-5404. But y'all let me know if we can hear the caller or not. in the chat. Okay, they can hear it. Okay, we're good. It's just that nigga with the raggedy phone. Okay, so what's going on, Layla? Go ahead.
No, I just want to talk about the Kevin Hart challenge. I don't know. I'm sure you guys are aware of that.
Yes.
He started it, which is super dope. That's why I love Kevin Hart.
Yeah, Kevin is cool people.
He's so positive. So he start calling out celebrities' names. He's like Ludacris. He's like T.I. He started naming out Chris Brown. So everybody, like, I know Chris Brown said he got him for
let
like
him know
100.
What it is, Layla. You let him know what the challenge is.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, the challenge. Y'all should know about it. Yeah. No, basically, it's a challenge for all the celebrities. You know, celebrities want to stunt and do all this stuff and show their watches. Put some money together for the hurricane fund.
Yes.
So he wants all these celebrities to come together, use their celebrity power to actually help these people. These people in shelters.
And he said $25,000 was the first number he threw out. He said, I'm going to throw out $25,000. I challenge all you other people to, you know, put $25,000 up. So a lot of people.
Chris Brown.
Yes. Stepped up to the plate. Chris did 100.
100. Yeah. Yeah, my boo did 100.
Shout out to Breezy. Shout out to Breezy. And Chris Brown was like, hey, I don't want to give my money to the Red Cross, and you shouldn't.
Yep. T.I. said that too.
Yeah,
Don't give your money to the Red Cross.
The Red Cross is on that bullshit, man.
They're washing that shit, handing out a quarter.
1%.
Yeah, they send all that money to their employees and then send a bag of rice down there, and then that's what they don't give them shit. I'm telling you.
Who do you know who's the best one?
I don't know. It's just sad because even like it's a hella GoFundMes is popping up.
Yeah, that's
and you
the
don't
thing.
Even know you're, what's going on. Like it's crazy how much people take advantage of such sensitive situations.
Exactly.
So many GoFundMe. First, did y'all see the GoFundMe for dogs for animals?
Lord.
There was a GoFundMe to save the animals in Houston affected by the hurricane, and then there was one to save people. And the animal GoFundMe had like $70,000 in a couple minutes.
Damn.
And the other one had like $1,000.
See, that's why I like to be very transparent, because when I do fundraisers or whatever, I like to show. I actually go to the place and show me giving the shit to the people.
Okay.
You know, that's how you got to do it. Because some of these anonymous people putting up these pages, you don't know who they are. You don't know what they're going to do with the money.
Yeah.
So I like to show every step of what's going to be done with the paper.
Yeah, that's you dig. So yeah.
And happened. Yeah, but hopefully everybody's gonna be safe down there. You know, y'all saw people were clowning Joel Osteen.
I
warned people about Joel Osteen years ago.
Yeah, he got exposed.
He got exposed for being the fucking
hypocrite. He should though. They can't use his thing.
Oh yeah! Now he opened the doors. He opened the doors now because the social media got in his ass so much.
Yeah, because he tried to say it was flooded.
Yeah,
and some dude went and was like, "Boom, this shit ain't flooded."
Flooded. Yeah, he went all around the building. It wasn't no
inside the parking lot.
Wait a minute, he blatantly lied because I read that too, and I was like. Is it flooded? How could it be flooded? You know,
Crazy. I called Joel Osteen out with his fuckery years ago, and I retweeted some of my old tweets about him. Because Joel Osteen, he's a big Trump guy. So, you
know,
but yeah.
That I didn't know.
Yo, yeah. He's a Trump dick sucker. He's a Trump dick sucker.
That's crazy.
Major. So I already knew he was on the fuckery.
Wow.
So, you know, he'll take that black money. He'll go, oh, my church is a mixed church, interracial. He'll take some of that Negro money, but, you know, Negroes coming up in there for shelter and all that. Is that type of thing.
He take all these people money every week and won't let them come. And then he only said he had enough room for 700 people.
Yeah.
But somebody said that he had 16,000 seats in the house.
Yeah.
He does.
Oh, yeah, that place is huge.
700 people?
But how do you backtrack and say, oh, it's flooded? Oh, no, it's not.
Yeah, yeah.
No, how do you, like,
you're
a liar.
He's exposed. And I hope all of you people that attend this mega church and give all your money to him will not go anymore.
Because he's going on tour. My mom just asked me, like, last week. She's like, you know, Joel Osteen is coming out here in October. You want to go? Hell no.
I never fuck a Joel Osteen. And black people, y'all got to understand, these white televangelists and all these people who play that kumbaya role and then go support Trump, it don't work like that, family. You can't worship two gods, all right? You cannot have two ideologies. If you're co-signing Trump, these people are not for you. You cannot co-sign good and evil at the same damn time, black folks. And a lot of these white televangelists will open up their churches to black folks, and black folks will give their money. There's even white televangelists who have exclusive black audiences, but will go out and support Trump. That religious right are major Trump supporters. They're real big on supporting systematic white supremacy, and black folks got to be cognizant of that and not support them. It's just as simple as that, man.
Yeah, everybody need to quit supporting Joel. That was ridiculous.
Crazy.
That was blatant.
Exactly.
I hope he loses a lot of followers. I hope so too. Because he living in a $10 million house out there.
Oh man, Joe Osteen got $10 million,
especially in Houston.
Major paper. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, King Flex? This Q calling from Detroit.
Q from Detroit. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Your hometown.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Listen.
Yes, most definitely. I caught you in 2015 on the Code of Conduct tour in Southfield.
Oh man, much respect, brother.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. I ain't gonna keep you long, man. I know you gonna like long with the guys. How y'all doing, ladies? Bree and Laylee, all right?
Hey. How you doing? We all tired.
I'm all right, man. I just wanted to give you a shout out, man. I like everything you're doing. I'm a long time listener. I got up on you actually, man, when I was in the joints. When I came home, I stayed in tune with you.
There you go. What you go to jail for? You done the time, so you ain't snitching on yourself. They can't get you for double jeopardy. So what happened, nigga?
Yeah. No. How many bricks they catch you with,
man? Because you up there in Detroit. Well, you're fucking with the YBIs up there, brother. You fucking with Meech and those.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God.
Well, you with Young Boys Incorporated.
Well,
who
no.
All right.
No. You a silly man. No, hell no. No, man, I had a little gun situation, man. Okay. That happened 20 years ago.
Okay. You good now, man. You everything good with your life, brother?
Yeah, most definitely, man. You know, I'm probably about to finish my degree in a minute. You know, I'm a working man.
There you go.
You know, staying fucking free and, you know, staying in tune with your ass. You dropped a lot of game over the years.
Yes, sir, man. Man, I'm glad you got up out the joint and you're able to get your life back on track, man. That's what's up, brother. My man.
Yeah, hell yeah. White supremacists ain't playing. I'm out, brother. You go ahead, man.
Thank you for the call, brother. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
See, that's the code of the streets. You don't talk about street business. See, that's
he froze up.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the code.
We got a movie coming out, though.
Which one?
About Meech.
I don't know.
Did you hear that dude at the party say he was, I'm from with me, Big Meech and him. You ain't hear him?
No.
I gave him that exact look. I'm like, I don't know, some dude.
Oh, my God.
He's like, yeah, I roll with Big Meech. I'm like, okay. What the fuck?
I know.
I know. Be like, all right.
I'm going to be a track queen.
Why is that your opening line, sir?
I know.
Find another title.
What kind of game y'all niggas got? Y'all throwing out drug dealers as references? You know, I fuck with Pablo Escobar and shit. You dig? You know?
What kind of game?
Right, man.
Did y'all see Michael Blackson ask the people for donations? He said, all you Z-list celebrities, y'all could get together. He's like, hey, Safari, I know you got $30. Hey, all you love hip hop hoes, y'all, I know y'all could put $16 in there.
That nigga Michael Blackson.
He said, Bobby V, we don't want your money.
Hilarious.
You gotta make light of the situation.
Let's see who else is on the phone here. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, this is Ebony.
Hey, Ebony. How are you, beloved?
I'm fine. How you doing, Tariq? Hey, Bree. And hey, Layla.
Hey, girl. Ebony.
Where you calling from, Ebony?
I'm calling from Memphis.
What's going on in Memphis? So country as hell.
Leave me alone.
I like it.
You're so cute.
Man, what is up in Memphis?
Ain't nothing going on in Memphis. Don't nothing be happening in Memphis.
You know, we're going to have the 1804 movie out there, too. I think at the Malco Theater. One of those theaters out there. I forgot the name of it.
Yeah, Malco.
Malco, yeah. So what's on your mind, Ebony?
Well, good to know that.
Yes.
Well, okay, so with this whole Houston situation going on, I noticed something, and I was wondering if you realize or believe that there's a relationship between these two things. The fact that in New Orleans, when the hurricane hit out there and all that bullshit, I mean, sorry, I can come from here. All that bullshit was going on. it was a black mayor. And now I see in Houston, when it hit this year, it's a black mayor, this time. So I was wondering if you figured or believe that it's a relationship between those two things.
No, because a lot of those cities, you know, they have a black mayor. You know, they a lot of these mayors that they put up are pretty much powerless because you got the white governors who really control the finances and the resources. So, you know, they put these token black mayors and these token black police chiefs up. But I do see similarities to what's happening in Houston in correlation to what happened in Katrina, because what some people told me down in Houston, they're going to start flooding other areas, especially the black areas, to deflood the white areas. So they're starting to do that now. You dig? So that's something that we need to watch out for. That's why I want the brothers and sisters to holler so we can get them safe, because they have no problem. They'll send all types of alligators and snakes to the black area to rescue the white folks. So we got to be very cognizant of what's going on down there. You dig? Man. And Ebony, what else is, how old are you, Ebony?
I'm 26.
Yeah, we're getting in your business. Chat room want to know, what's your Instagram?
Oh, Lord. I knew it was coming.
You knew it was coming. they're in the room. They're like, she sound cute.
Yes, I knew it was coming. I watch y'all every week. I knew it was going to happen. It's Sister with the @a.sovereign, if you know how to spell sovereign.
Oh, we got
to
spell it for me. It's shit. I don't have spell check.
Okay, Sister is S-I-S-T-A.
S-I-S-T-A.
Dot. Sovereign is, huh?
Yeah, okay, go ahead. Sister, is it dot sovereign? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, now I can.
There you go.
I can now.
So it's Sister.
Dot sovereign.
Spell it.
S-O-V.
Okay.
E-R-I.
GN. Okay. And that's it?
Yes, Sister Dot Sovereign.
Okay. This shit ain't showing up. Hold on. You forgot to put the E.
Did you spell Sister S-I-S-T-A?
Yeah. Sovereign. Okay, let's try this.
Wait, what is it? S-I-S-C-A.
T-A.
Okay.
Dot.
S-O-V-E.
Sovereign.
S-O-V. Okay, there you go. I see it now. Okay, Sister Sovereign is cute.
S-O-V.
It's a 396 gram. Is that your thing?
Huh? Yeah, that's me.
Okay. There you go. Got your little skirt on. She's a cute little thing. Is this your dude up here? Hold on. I thought that was a dude. That's a chick.
Oh, Lord.
You're so cute, girl.
She is cute. Are you a stud? Because I see you with this chick. Are you studding it up out there?
No, I'm not a stud. Who I'm with? That might be a dude that's sweet. Then it got a haircut?
No, hold on.
It got
a haircut.
Okay, I don't even know. I honestly don't know what you're talking
about. Okay,
no.
I thought it was a dude.
No,
though, not
I'm
a dude.
Only interested in men.
Okay. I'm just double checking. I thought it was a dude at first. Hold on. I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Wait, is this the right one?
Hold on. Don't get Ismbot on me. Huh?
Hold on. I'm trying to make sure I'm looking at the right things. Okay, yeah, this is from Memphis. Okay. All right, now, are you married down there? What you got going on down there?
I work. I'm an engineer. I'm outside of work right now. I split out real quick just to talk to y'all.
No doubt.
But I get off in a few minutes. But anyway, and I also own a graphic design business, so I do logos, flyers, et cetera, and I'm involved in my sorority.
That's what's up. Now, y'all brothers down there in Memphis, holler at this sister. She got her shit together. We're going to get you hooked up.
I don't need nobody to holler at me. I got somebody. It's cool.
Oh, you
I don't
do?
Want no more of these Memphis, these Memphis dudes. Uh-oh. When you find one, you got to hold on tight.
Oh, damn. Okay, right. There you go. Well, don't leave her ass alone then. Well, look, maybe you need a side nigga. So, all you side niggas, hit her up just in case some shit go bad.
Maybe you need a side nigga.
Oh, y'all can go down to Elvis House and kick it in.
That ain't where I want to find
y'all. Because y'all love Elvis in that motherfucker. I've been to Memphis. They love some fucking Elvis in Memphis,
they
man.
Sure do.
God
yeah.
damn.
Hold on, let me get this straight. The people that live in Memphis don't really care that much about Elvis. It's people that come from out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have never been to Graceland. Most people from Memphis have never been to Graceland.
Oh, damn.
But anyway.
Yeah, I drove past there before. But yeah. But I love Memphis. Memphis is off the chain, man. Mm-hmm. The food is banging out there. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I love the people out there in Memphis. But anyway.
Yeah, we would love to see you back.
Yes, I am definitely coming on back down there to kick it with the family, man. But thank you so much, beloved.
Okay, please do.
All right.
We're online, right?
All right, thank you.
Yes. Okay. Let me see. Let me double
Somebody
check.
Somebody just said... We're offline for a second.
Okay, stop. Okay, let me see. I think they might have to.
Oh, maybe something wrong with their shit.
Yeah, well, let me see. I think hold on. Maybe if people refresh their page.
Refresh your damn page.
Refresh your page, family.
refresh the page.
I think. Hold on, let me double check, because, you know, this should be acting up.
Then he going to throw in, I like the blonde on Bree. Nigga, we talk about Texas. Yeah. We already know who this is.
Man.
I like it, I don't like it.
Okay, let me see.
Girl, if one more person tell me what they don't like, I give a damn.
No, he said, yeah. I like.
No, I know, oh. But people was telling me, I don't like.
Really?
Yes.
They were saying they don't like you.
People are hitting me in my DM.
What? Tell me, go.
Man.
But.
Who cares? It's always
like,
somebody.
Act like I care.
Yeah, it's like,
nah, no, niggas just be saying cares. Stuff to be saying stuff. Bree, what else is happening
like
out here?
Your bald head. Okay, in the latest Kardashian news, Kim posed as the first lady.
I saw that. Oh, did y'all see how they darkened her up though?
Yeah, of course.
To match the daughter.
Lord. Of course. Yeah. Yeah. She posed as
Jackie O.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
Well, I was about to say Jackie Chan, damn.
Yes, we
died. No. But yeah, she posed as Jackie O in like an homage shoot to
what was her reasoning?
Jackie O.
Just an homage.
I have a theory.
What's the theory?
The theory is, remember Kanye said in 2020 he's running?
Yep.
They're trying to get you ready.
Yeah.
Not for real. You know, they're trying to get you mentally prepared to vote for Kanye. I mean, that Trump is president. Why not fucking Kanye at this fucking point?
Yeah.
Yeah. That
I'd take Kanye over Trump right now.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
No. I'll take anybody. Come on. Really?
He's over Trump.
Kanye is a publicity stunt, basically.
I'll take it right now. I can't stand Trump. I'll take a publicity stunt. I'll take Kim as the first lady.
But he's not mentally stable right now.
Hell
like,
no.
And I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Trump ain't mentally stable.
I know. Trump ain't either, so shit.
That's true, but damn, like, you can't put another bomb on top of another.
That's true.
I think that shit not going to blow up.
Man, Layla, what else is happening out here, dear?
Okay, so you guys were all wondering, right? You guys were really, really wondering.
About how, what, dear?
About Beyonce and Jay-Z's twins, right? And how they got their names. Because you know they have some interesting names. It's cute, though.
Yeah.
Rumi, you know Rumi?
Rumi.
And then, Sir.
Yeah.
So they said they named their daughter Rumi because of their favorite poet is named Rumi.
Really?
Their favorite. I never heard of it. Now
I never heard of Rumi.
Yeah, it's a Rumi, a poet, their favorite poet. And Sir, this has no reasoning, but they said Sir came out and he just looked like, I'm Sir.
Okay.
And I was like,
some shit.
I was like, for real? That's how, you know, that's how people get names, you know?
Man.
Just random. So they said they just made the shit up. That's kind of messed up.
That's all they did is made some shit up.
I feel bad for the second kid, because then they'd be like, oh, you got a meaning to your name. My name is just.
Yeah, what's Blue? Why did they name the daughter Blue, by the way?
I think they Jay-Z were on vacation.
Ex-girlfriend?
You stupid. No.
Jay-Z,
you
got an ex-girlfriend named Blue.
Yeah,
word?
Yes.
Blue Cantrell. You don't remember Blue Cantrell?
Oh, that was, Jay was smashing that?
For a long time they were together.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
For a long time.
I did not know that.
No, but Blue Ivy, they said they were on vacation and they walked past a tree that Beyonce fell in love with and the name of the tree was Blue Ivy.
Mm. Like, I did not.
Randomly.
I did not know. Hit 'em up style. With
yeah.
Jada smashing
in
that.
A deep, like, long, like, serious.
Because remember, there was a controversy about her. Yeah, because she posed in black tail or some shit. Remember that controversy with her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she lied and said she got like $5,000. Right,
black tail. Well, I liked her. What happened?
I liked her too. Yeah.
Blue control.
I did not. That's funny that, you know.
And he named her daughter.
He named the daughter Blue.
And he went for, and she went for it.
I know.
Let's do that.
No, because Beyonce fell in love with that damn tree.
Oh, wow.
So it was like, I know he was like, ka-ching.
Yeah,
perfect.
2-1.
I wonder how Blue Cantrell feels about that, though.
I know.
So
man.
Is Blue Ivy.
Blue, call us. How you feel?
Is it Blue Ivy, like the first name, or is Ivy the middle name? That's what I never understood. And did you say Blue Ivy? Is Blue Ivy the first full name, or is her middle name Ivy? You know what I'm saying?
They call her Blue. That's
yeah.
Okay.
I think it's Blue Ivy. Blue is the first name.
But Ivy's the middle name.
I think.
We're making up shit.
I don't goddamn know.
Oh, speaking of Jay-Z, though, I have to say one more thing about Jay-Z since we're talking about Jay-Z. He, in his new album, he has a song out, and his mom did not sign off on this, but he revealed something about his mother that was very, very secretive in the fact that she is a lesbian.
Oh, yeah.
That's, yeah, I never knew that.
He just that came out in when he did the album. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that she was a lesbian. She got four kids, but she didn't sign off on it.
Oh, damn, damn.
He just kind of like put the lady out there, like, but that's like, cool. That's her son. She don't care. And I feel like everybody should live in their truth.
Shit. Yeah.
Living your truth. That's what I love about. See, that's my only problem. Like, when you're like, you know, the DL, just be you. Just like, who cares what anybody thinks?
Exactly. Yeah,
like, who cares?
You go against the grain, you might as well own your shit.
Yeah, own it.
Yeah, be like Frank Ocean. Up. Just come
That's
out.
That's what I love Frank Ocean.
That's why people fuck with Frank Ocean.
I fucks with Frank Ocean.
Yeah, like, look, nigga, come love on out and bring the dick with you. Nigga.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
And I'm just sneaking around like Bobby V, running out of hotels and shit. Looking crazy. And then Bobby's excuse, he like, he you know, he gives those non-excuses, nigga. Yeah. Like, you know, the Lord knows my heart.
Nothing to do.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Like, nigga,
that was
what?
So weird.
What are like, you talking
what do,
about?
What do any of that have to do with anything? Anything.
You out here running with your butt cheeks open. Satan will not destroy me.
What is that?
Nigga. Or pray the dicks away. You remember that on the Preachers of LA, that one preacher,
yes,
that was sucking dick.
He was sucking the hell out of that dick.
And Hatterick were praying for him and trying to rebuke the dick spirit off of him.
He was doing that way too
that
good.
That nigga
for
was
it to
bobbing on that dick,
yes,
like he was bobbing for apples.
Yes, he did. You ain't see it, Layla?
No, I didn't see that. Girl. I didn't see that episode, but I know what you're talking about.
No, but did you see the video of him sucking the dick?
No. Girl. I know who you're talking about.
He put women in shame.
Yeah, I'm women were looking like, damn, I can learn from this thing.
Right. Wow, I didn't know he had it, but I seen him on there, though.
Man.
Ew.
Let's see who's calling. What's up? Who's calling?
Hi, this is Fred from California.
What's
Hello,
up?
Tariq. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
What's up, Mr. Fred? What part of Cali are you from, brother?
Oh, I'm calling from Stockton, Central Valley.
There you go. You up there in the north, in the central area.
Yeah.
What's on your mind, brother?
Yeah. Okay, I had a question. Okay, this is about relationships. Okay, I'm black. You know, I've really dealt with women outside my race my entire life.
Okay.
Maybe a few mixed black women here and there. Now, I went to Georgia because I'm in a Navy Reserves, right? I went to Georgia, and, you know, you're going to have a totally different experience because, you know, brothers over here, we don't date black women like that.
Yeah.
But when I went to Georgia, I was like, wow, I want to get to know these black women, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, and then, yeah, because the funny part is it was not 2 days when I stepped off the plane. I took a strange liking to this girl I met. I only got to know her for 2 weeks, but I took a strong attraction towards her. And when I got taken out of the environment and go back to Cali, this environment over here, you know, many black women myself, we don't connect with other black women. So my question is to you, where should I go or how should I go about meeting black women that I really do connect with? Because I don't connect with any black woman over here.
In Stockton?
At all.
In Stockton?
No, in California.
Oh, just,
period.
I mean, shit. I mean, there's sisters out here. There's sisters all over, man. You just got to go to places where, you know, black people go. It's just that simple.
I wonder, is that what's the issue? Like, black men don't...
In the mic, baby. In the mic. In the mic.
I'm sorry. I wonder if that's the issue here, if that black men don't connect with black women here.
What's the disconnection? That's what I want.
Yeah, what
know.
Do you what do you think the disconnection is? You just don't know where they are. I mean,
or conversation.
You don't
yeah,
know,
what
you,
is
what,
it?
What's the, what do you think?
Well, I had a lot of time to think about it, and what I've said for myself was that it is how the communication, them talking to you, because a lot of you know, somewhere I'm from, that the you know sisters are smart out here, but the complaint is they talk down to you, not to you. Cause it was very weird going to Georgia and a lot of the black women would just talk to me, very inviting, very, very open, very family, kind of like that.
Yeah.
But out here it was kind of like, well, that we have you don't know me like that. So get away from me. You know, it's kind of hard to break that barrier. So I'm not, and unless you just, and for me, if you just talk to me, because I'm a real polite guy, but I'm very put off when white women or any mixed women, they just automatically talk to me and we get a conversation going. But, you know, out here, you try to say hello to a black woman. It's like, oh, hi, hello. So I'm like, I really don't even bother. So it doesn't go anywhere. so they don't think to just communicate to you.
So the thing is, what happens is too many people equate black women with hood. And what happens is cats start going to hood spots to try to holler at sisters, and then you start dealing with the hood shit, and then you say, okay, well, this is just how sisters are. You got to deal with a different class of sisters. You got to go to places where more upscale people hang out. And like Atlanta, I love Atlanta, because Atlanta, you have the hood black folks, you got the middle class black folks, you got the upscale places out there. So there's a different variety. You got to go to the different tax brackets where people who they have a different education level, they have a different financial level. So the conversation level is going to be a little bit different. You dig? It's right. It's kind of a tricky thing to connect with other black folks who are on the same page with you. That is a tricky thing, and that is somewhat of a challenge. You know, we got to be very, you know, honest about that. And because a lot of sisters say the same thing. I want to go somewhere with some dudes. They got some good conversation. The niggas ain't out here thirst trapping. I get that. So this is why you got to be very careful about the places you go to. You got to find places where people have the same mindset as you, and it's just not that thirsty nigga shit. In Stockton, where you live, it's probably limited, so you're probably going to have to go to a bigger city like San Francisco or Oakland or Berkeley somewhere. How far is Stockton from San Francisco and all that?
Like, I want to say an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah, that's not too bad.
Roughly.
Yeah, that's not too bad at all. So they definitely got spots up there. Because, look, I've done lectures up there, and there's some fine intellectual sisters that come to my lectures, so I know for a fact that they're out there. And even with the brothers, I know brothers, hardworking, business-owning brothers out there. So when people say they don't exist, I know that's not true. But you need to go to events and social places where that type of atmosphere is. I would say try some poetry joints, because you don't have too many hood motherfuckers at the poetry spots. You know, that herbal tea shit, that herbal tea crowd, you can rock with that. Go to a couple of Charlie Wilson concerts or some shit like that. You know, places like that where the non-hood shit is popping. You dig?
Okay.
And how old are you, by the way, brother?
I'm about 32.
Oh, okay. You about 32?
Yeah.
Oh, that means 39.
Yeah.
Okay, that means this nigga's 50.
Yeah,
this nigga's 50. All right, we got an old school player. All right, nigga, you know where to find him.
Yeah, I was just saying, yeah, because I'm from I was raised in the suburbs, so basically a lot of black women ask me, they're like, how come you don't date? Like the thing is, I thought the hard question for answer was, I thought that part of me was broken, it just never got cultivated.
Yeah.
So when I did like someone, when it was like, I couldn't really tell them why I liked them, because it's just like, I didn't really... Because if I was around a lot of Latinos or white women, I could tell you, because I've been around them for years. I could tell you what kind they didn't like or what I'm like. But everything's so spread out in California, you don't really get to connect and see what is it that you do or don't like around here.
So
we're everywhere.
So you've dated mostly white women most of your life, right?
No, I've never been with a white girl.
Really?
I've been with Hispanic and mixed race.
Okay.
Women.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
The last girlfriend you had, what was she?
Let me back that up. She was Portuguese and Mexican, but she identified with being Mexican, so.
Okay.
She's Latina.
And you say mixed race. I mean, that can be a million different things. Mixed with what?
Oh, I'm sorry. Not all of them were black and other. Some of them were kind of like a white and Asian or Hispanic and white or something like that.
So you were fucking with white girls, brother. You were fucking with a bunch of white girls. See, niggas be trying to clean it up. See, niggas be trying to clean it up. No, you were fucking with a bunch of white girls.
They didn't look white.
No matter, though.
They didn't look white.
Nah, I don't want to know. What do they identify as? What do they have on their license?
They identify as non-white.
No, shit. What do they have on their license?
They identify as
non-white. Nigga, no. Don't let them fool you. Now, see, this is where black folks get tripped up. They'll sit up and play that, well, I'm a Latino, I'm Hapa, I'm an Asian, I'm Polynesian, but what do these motherfuckers put on their ID and their census forms? Mm-hmm. Because people talk a good game when they get around black folks. We got to understand this. When people get around us, they like to play the temporary minority card. They like to find some type of minority ethnic identification in their family tree to overplay. They're like, well, hey, man, I'm just like you, man. I'm 1/14th Cherokee, bro. It's that type of bullshit. And they get around white folks and they act white. You dig? Yeah. And they identify with white. You dig? So, and they know that makes you feel comfortable. So you've been dealing with white girls, brother. Different variations of the white girls. So you got to be very honest about that. We, you know, make sure there's not a little coon spirit that we need to rebuke up out of you. You dig?
Right.
We got to make
As far as I've only been on this journey for about 6 years, but as far as I know, I mean, I would expect like those two Hispanic women that was there on the census form, they might mark Latino, but I wouldn't be surprised if they said a Caucasian. But yeah, they told me. I never asked them.
Latinos,
what is your license?
Listen, because on the census form, you can't put down Latino as a race. They specifically say Latino is not a race. The races are black, white, Native American. Because Latinos out here, you're supposed to be, you're closer aligned ethnically or genetically to Native American. But a lot of Latinos and Hispanics, quote unquote, they identify as white. And they do it secretly and they act like they don't. You dig? So a lot of folks don't know that hustle. They're mostly aligned to Native Americans. They look mostly like Native Americans, but behind closed doors, they go out of their way to identify as white. They look at Spain as the motherland, and it's not to them, because Mexicans, the people over here go to Spain, they'll get rocks thrown at them. I've been to Spain. They do not look at them as the same over there in Spain. So it's a real crazy racial quagmire that we don't need to get caught up in. Because we start getting with these folks and we think that we have a camaraderie with them because they are acting like some kind of ethnic other and they identify with white, and then we end up on the coon train. You dig?
I feel you.
All right, brother. But I feel you. Thank you for the call, brother.
What it sound like is he's scared of black women.
Yeah.
He's fucking scared of black women. He probably had one bad experience and is like, oh my God, every black girl I say something to barks at me.
That be getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
Down south is, they're extremely, what is it?
Hospitable?
Yeah.
The hospitality.
Hospitality is off the chain down south.
I get that he was saying. Yeah. I get that. Because they do act different.
Yeah, approaching black women, whether they from the hood or whether they live in fucking Buckhead. Every black woman in Georgia is mostly going to be like, hey, how you doing? Very friendly. Welcoming. Yeah.
Honestly, when I moved down to Georgia, I literally called my mama and I was like, everybody is saying hi. I don't even know these people. Because that's how we think in L.A.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, they'll be like, hi. And I'll be like, hi. Like, why are they fucking talking to me?
Man, but they would give you the shirt off their back down there in Georgia, that threw me off.
Yeah, it throws you off.
Yeah, because when I went down there for the first time, they were like, hey, man, come stay at our house. Come sleep in our bedroom, man. We'll sleep on the couch. It was that type of
thing.
Yeah,
we gonna cook for you. You want a meal?
We ain't used to that.
You need to use the car?
You know, we like, this nigga trying to set me up? You know, we got that mentality. We so ruined out here. L.A. just poisons you. You dig?
We are horrible.
But I feel what the dude is coming from. I just hope he's not on that train.
You're on the train.
Get off the train. We're being scared. Nice black girl.
That's what it is out here. These California dudes is scared.
Stop being scared.
I know. Man, that dude, good luck to him, man. What else is happening out here, Bree?
Of course, Floyd. Mr. Yes. Money Mayweather.
Yes.
Won another $1 billion.
Yes.
Beating the shit out of McGregor.
He beat the snot out of McGregor.
He beat the snot out that man, and they got a picture to prove it.
And, boy, do you know that these people, the McGregor fans, are still splaining?
I see that on their social media.
McGregor had him in the first 3 rounds, dude. Stop.
He might have.
I already knew that was going to do that.
But black man. But Floyd, man, I'm so proud of that brother. And it was black folks who controlled all that money. Floyd Mayweather Productions, him and Al Haymon. So it was a black-owned company that put on this major, major event. And that's one reason why they're so upset. You know, all that money going through a black-owned company.
Exactly.
And they're calling the shots. So we need to take lessons from that and learn how to control our own entities and control our own brands and capitalize on our own brands. You have people like Oscar De La Hoya hating. Because, you know, he has his boxing promoting thing, and it's being eclipsed by Mayweather's people now. Right.
I just have found that out at the fight. Someone was telling me that Mayweather is basically an independent contractor, yes. unlike McGregor. Yes. And I was like, wow, that's deep. Yeah. That's crazy.
Oh, McGregor, this McGregor needs to thank God for Floyd Mayweather.
Right. Oh, I'm sure he is. Yeah. He walked away with a check, too.
Oh, yes, yeah. he did. At oh, least yeah. 30
he
million.
The bag. Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Oh, just, yeah, they haven't even tallied in the pay-per-view money yet. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Pepe, so, you in trouble. Bag, Pepe, you in trouble.
Yeah.
I brought up Floyd because he is allegedly linked to Keisha Cole now.
Really?
Go ahead, girl.
So, Miss Keisha had a show in Philly on the same day as the fight. And it was scheduled for 7 p.m. This heifer moved the show to 2 p.m. so she can fly out and be with Floyd at the fight.
God damn.
You know what?
She had a police escort her to the airport, took a private jet.
Oh, she's smart. I love her.
That Floyd sent.
I love that girl.
Yes.
to get there on time. And then she posted a picture of them together.
Wait, oh, damn. I ain't mad at you, Keisha.
What happened to the other girl?
Ha ha, booby.
What happened to the other girl?
What? First of all, Floyd has... They standing in line. What the fuck
you mean? No,
she's on the other plane.
No, but Floyd always has that one that he puts in the spotlight. The other little side hoes, we won't be seeing them. Yeah. I guess the other one she left or whatever. But Keisha Cole, that's one thing about Keisha. She get them dudes with some money now.
Oh, yeah.
And that girl that be in the spotlight is going to be right behind Keisha.
Yeah.
Waiting for her to get done. Yeah. You know how that go.
Man. Ooh, who? That's a good step up.
I know.
How do you go, like, after Floyd, then, like, who do you go to?
That's why, man.
I don't know, but I ain't getting my ass whooped.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Floyd gonna have to change his whole life for me to come join him.
I had a friend that dated a boxer, and I was wondering about that. Because I always felt like he changed her.
Oh, damn.
I'm like, see over there whooping your ass, girl.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, yeah. He was like a lightweight. He was pretty popular. I ain't gonna say no names, but yeah.
Yeah, Floyd BB bitches.
I believe it.
You ain't know that? You gonna try to act like you don't know that, Tariq?
Yo, what about Floyd with Trump, though?
Well,
What about that?
He was playing that whole American thing.
I get it.
I get why he was doing it. Now, he was playing the whole all-American thing, which is good. That's why I was talking about, and when I was up there, how we were doing the overly patriotic thing. Because all these people who thump the flag and talk about patriotism and Colin Kaepernick should respect the flag because people died. None of these people were around when Floyd was fighting McGregor. All these, we need to respect the flag. Nobody gave a shit about the American flag. People were walking around Vegas in that fight with Irish flags all over the place.
It was me
and one other person in that whole arena with American flags. These people pick and choose when they want to be patriotic.
Right.
So when it's a black person you want to be patriotic behind, all of a sudden you throw the flag away. So we were going out of our way to, I had my American flag. I'm like, I'm bucking my eyes. Lord, USA, Lord. Gotta get that body count down. So, yeah. That's why, you know, so I get why Floyd is doing the thing with Trump. He's putting motherfuckers on blast with it. So I get
about
it.
That's why,
you know, Don King does all that. Only in America, he always has the flags.
Mm-hmm.
Because these people, when it comes to boxing, people will root for foreign boxers over American black boxers.
Yeah.
You dig? So that should be thrown in their faces.
Yeah, now, I was wondering about that.
What else is in the media?
You know what? I want to play a game, guys. Can we play a game?
What's the game?
I don't know. Is this some winnings at the end of this game?
I know.
Shit.
Yes, what's the game? I guess so. Yeah. Okay, so since it's Michael Jackson's birthday today.
Yes.
Wee-hee.
Yes. Did you say wee?
I said hee.
How would Michael have been? He would have been
59.
I love Michael too.
I know. They'll never be. See, we good at everything. That's why they hate us. There'll never be another Michael. We good at every damn thing. Okay, man. So look. Here we go. So here's the game. I'm going to throw out some trivia questions.
Oh, Lord.
And we're going to see if you guys know the answer to these. Okay.
Lord.
Good luck.
Just a few. Now, the first one is, who co-starred in the video "Keep It in the Closet"? What model co-starred in the
video? Was it Iman? No. Naomi Campbell.
Naomi Campbell.
Yeah. I already know. Yes.
50 points.
Yes.
50 points. Okay, I have to do one more. Okay, this is gonna be kind of hard. How long did Michael Jackson want to rock with you?
How long did he want to? What kind of trip?
All night.
Oh, man.
Okay, Okay, we got one for one. One for one. Yeah. Okay, here's the tiebreaker. Whoever wins, or who know, whoever loses, actually. If you lose, you got to run outside.
I ain't doing no running in this heat. No. Not today.
You got to run outside.
Fuck that.
You got to run outside up and down.
Hell no.
Y'all going to see me dead on the concrete, okay?
No, I have a surprise for you guys if you guys win. I ain't going to tell you what it is yet. Okay. This is the last question. This is fun. Let's see how. Okay.
Come on, goddamn.
Wait. Wait. Video. Okay. Oh, this is really. This is a good one.
Layla,
it's gonna be
kind of
hard.
Game.
Okay. No. What song did LL Cool J sample for "Hey Lover" featuring Boyz II Men?
I know the song. What the fuck is
it? I didn't even know this one.
Damn, I don't know that.
The Lady in My Life.
Save You from the Best About to Strike?
What the hell is that? No,
I
it's
don't
a,
know.
Always be the lady in
I
my
mean,
life.
That's what the answer says.
No,
the answer
it's
says,
the Lady in My Life.
Oh, yeah, it says Save You from the Best of My Life. Okay. It says Strike, though. It's wrong on here.
Okay, that's wrong. It's the lady. You will always be the lady in my life.
You will always be the lady.
I got one for you. What was the model's name in the Thriller video?
Ooh, Thriller, shit.
I don't remember her name.
The Jerry Curl?
Yeah, the lady with the Jerry Curl.
Damn, she's a model?
She was a model.
Sharon.
Sharon just made up a name.
Isabella.
No. Isabella. The fuck did you get that from?
She picked
up.
She's
making up
shit.
I'm making up shit.
She looked like a Sharon, goddammit.
Darnisha. Her name was Ola Ray.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Ola Ray, she was the shit back then.
Is she alive?
She's, you know, not only is she alive, she did a video, like a tribute video to the Thriller, because, her claim to fame is that Thriller video.
Right.
Wow.
And she's living in Northern California now, so she did a video called Remember, and it's so low budget and cheap. And I'm going to play this. I got it. This is the audio.
Man.
This is the actual audio of it. She's singing.
Damn.
This is
real.
The audio of it. Hold on. This is her. Wait. That's her. Okay,
nigga. Tariq, for real, really?
So what she said, really? Fuck, I'm going to get some of them 15 minutes back.
Reclaiming my time. Yeah. Reclaiming my time. Let me drop this video for y'all ass. She got almost 500,000 hits on that, though.
Yeah,
she did.
Yeah, and all the shits got down, thumbed down.
So people was basically going to it to
They
laugh.
Were going to clown. Y'all and she's still, she's like one of those six. She's older and still fine,
yeah.
So she's like, I gotta do something.
She's like, I'm doing it.
You know, she got her sugar daddy. She must have a sugar daddy somewhere.
You think Michael hit, though?
I don't know.
I would have hit him. Shit. Somebody did he hit.
Because.
That'd be my claim to fame. Shit, I ain't Michael. Fuck that.
Because Michael was a low-key play. All
he
that,
was.
Yeah.
Man, Michael was.
He had hoes.
For real. Yeah. Michael had
Prince.
Hoes.
Prince had hoes.
Oh, I know Prince was smashing
down. I was one of
down.
Prince hoes.
Prince had hoes.
But Michael would lower his voice when he was off camera, because they had like little recordings of Michael in press conferences. Michael's like, I'd like to thank everybody. And then behind the scenes, Michael's like, hey, where's that money? And Tommy Mottola. Oh, yo, tell Tommy Mottola, call me about that
for
check.
For real.
You know, Tito. Get my fucking gat so we can go up here to fucking Motown and get the rest of this paper from back in the day.
Michael regulating.
Michael's regulating on niggas. Right? I love Michael, man.
Man,
Layla, what else is happening out here in these streets?
Let's see what's going on. What about, okay. Usher is finally addressing the herpes situation. Do y'all even freaking care? What did he talk about? He's basically saying that he's still not addressing it. He was just saying he's trying to get the charges dropped. So he's like, yeah, you know, the girl, you know, she got, how do we know she didn't sleep with somebody else before me to get the herpes? But he still won't admit to having the herpes.
But right. that was a good point.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You could have slept with someone before me or after me
and
contracted it.
Right.
So that he did pose a good point, but he still didn't say he does not have herpes.
He still did not say that.
Usher has the herpes, guys.
Yeah.
It's official. At least he's saying something.
Yeah. But I'm glad he's going on the defensive now to say, hey,
y'all
ain't going to keep throwing these lawsuits at me and dudes coming out talking about, you know.
But do y'all see how he, like, he's the happiest he's ever been in life now on social media? Like,
oh, please.
Every picture, he's, like, smiling hard, jumping off a balcony.
Why is he laying in a lap of luxury?
It's so funny. He acts like a battered woman.
Baltrex.
Once a woman leave her man, she the happiest bitch you've ever seen in your life.
I know. And at home, suffering.
Baltrex. Oh, my God. That's not a cure, though.
No. What does it do? I think it controls it or some shit.
I heard that Remember the commercials?
I know. People are doing out there playing tennis. I'm not going to let my herpes stop me. Like, okay.
All those damn commercials. Go,
wipe that tennis racket down when you're done.
I swear,
touch it.
I don't want no parts of it.
Damn, my God. Shit.
Man, what's the who's calling?
Yo, what's up, Flex? How you doing, pimpin'?
What's up, brother? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Silver Spring, Maryland, the DMV area.
Silver Springs, Maryland. Sound like you work at the airport, brother. What's all that noise in the back?
Nah, I got a family member taking a shower. They visiting from, from Boston, Massachusetts.
Either you in the bathroom with them, or that's the loudest fucking shower I've ever heard in my life, nigga. God damn. Y'all water bill high as hell, because that water's coming out strong, brother. Nigga.
Yeah, we do got it. I'm not joking. We got a lot of family. We got a wedding coming up, too, nigga. On the 15th.
God damn, that water is hard, dude. I bet y'all be going down to East Africa, bro.
Oh, the whole family up in this motherfucker.
I see. I bet y'all mom be going down there arguing about the water bill. Turn the water back on. This is bullshit. I have a big family. I do not have that type of money to pay for the bill.
The accent is close enough, but it's a little bit.
That's hilarious.
I'm not one of these niggas. I'm not one of these niggas you can push around. Turn the water on. It is not hot. I'm burning up. We have to bathe the babies. I must whack. I have many jobs I have to whack. All right, what's on your mind?
His mama.
Go ahead, brother. What's on your mind?
Yeah,
turn the water off. Now you're raising the bill. The water is running. You're raising the bill. Umduge, you must turn the water off. You're not paying the bills. I pay these bills. You cannot take showers for more than 10 minutes. Go ahead, brother. I'm fucking with you. Go ahead, bro. I'm fucking with you. Go ahead.
Umduge. Okay, I'm done.
What's up, brother?
Cool. What's it called? But yeah, the serious matter was... basically, one of my homeboys, he's about to start playing ball overseas and whatnot. And the thing is, this man basically, he's basically gotten trapped up by this white girl.
Oh, damn.
Who's basically trailer trash, but she basically trapped him up. And he just doesn't know what the fuck to do.
Oh,
like,
damn.
What advice would you give to a player who's basically trying to go overseas, do his thing, you know, stack his bread, but
well, he has
basically he got a white girl.
No, just don't let him. Is she pregnant? Yeah. What's the deal? Is she pregnant? Or y'all just don't want him to get caught up. What's the deal?
Nah, she's pregnant.
Oh damn. Okay. Well, shit. It's done now. I mean, you can't, you know, get bitten by the snake and then want to know what to do about the venom. You know, you got it already. So you better try to tell my man to protect what little assets he has, so she don't, you know, jump bad on him.
That's what I'm saying. How do you go about doing that? Because she's basically. The whole purpose of it was she basically fucked with him just to trap him. And basically, how do you go about protecting his assets, making sure that, you know, if the child does come through, whatever, if everything goes straight with the child, basically all he has to do is just for the child and her just completely not have to deal with her at all.
Okay, what you got is tell that nigga to start putting some of his money in a trust, start putting it into corporations, form S Corp so, you know, some of that money can't be touched, you know. Spread that money
like
around.
Like CD accounts?
Yeah. Spread that little money around so, you know, they can't touch some of it. You know, holler at a trust lawyer. Stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, do the best to, you know, try to raise the child. You know, I know he doesn't want to have anything to do with the chick, but, you know, have them, you know, go in and, you know, do the right thing as far as raising the child. Because what will happen is, even, you know, this nigga says, okay, fuck it, I ain't trying to fuck with them, period. They got shit now where if the woman gets any kind of assistance from the government, they can, the state and the city can go back and hit him up for his paper. Yep. So he's going to get hit up one way or another.
And almost guarantee she's getting help.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Oh, yeah. Really, so trash. He's going to get hit up. Somebody's hitting that damn paper up. Either she's going to do it, and even if she don't file, the state is going to do it, because she's going to need somebody to help her with the kid. And women ain't going to do that shit on their own. They're going to go down there and file something. They're going to get something from the county or whatever, and that's still going to come back on him. You dig? So y'all, yeah, y'all don't need that. You dig? You don't want your mom arguing, yeah, about that. It's child support and the hot water is gone. You know,
oh my God,
they're gonna be all. I'm gonna drive down to the water department. Then child support. I give me $2 for gas, and they're gonna be mad at a motherfucker in the family. So get that shit together. Your family don't need the bullshit. You dig?
Is the friend you?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, is it you? It ain't you. Is
his basically his family. His mother doesn't condone him. She doesn't fuck with the girl. His basically his whole side of the family doesn't fuck with him at all. Like, fuck with the girl at all.
Yeah,
that's his fault.
Like,
that's
he's from the west side, so they don't fuck with, like, she's literally trailer trash white girl. Yeah. But his family does not fuck with her at all. On the baby side, they'll do what's necessary for the baby side. But the girl, the white girl, is like disrespectful as shit. She doesn't respect the elders at all. She's going around hitting motherfuckers up, asking questions here and there, trying to figure out shit about the fam, this and that. And it's, well, like,
that, that's his fault for letting her in there,
it
like
sure
that.
Is.
That's him.
Fault.
That's him. So
I know.
Y'all need to holler at him.
I know.
Letting loose
but
in that. Got,
yeah,
to do
it. It took time for the nigga to learn the lesson,
yeah,
until,
yeah,
his ass came back.
Rebuke that coon spirit off of him, because that's what it was. He wanted anything white, and anything white was all right, man. All right, man. Thank you for the call, brother. Man,
I feel like that was him.
Yeah, me too. That might have been his ass.
Because, like, you're not that concerned about your friend.
I know, mean, that nigga's way concerned.
And he's like, the serious matter.
Yeah,
is.
Yeah. So that might have been his ass.
That's what his ass get.
Yeah.
You talking about, you got caught up.
Got
you,
to be more careful.
Now you caught
now
up because she got pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Now he wants you to fix it, Tariq.
Yeah. No, yeah. No, nigga, they want me to reverse time. No, nigga, you made that bed. You got to lay in that, brother.
Man.
No sympathy here for power simping.
I know.
Man,
what's Layla, power coming on?
The new episode, the finale comes on next week, I think.
Is
this
it
Saturday.
Next week?
This Sunday.
I got.
They skipped
duped.
Last Sunday.
Yeah, they
I got
skipped
duped.
It. Yeah,
I
man.
It was
I,
on.
I wanted
no,
to see
but,
the finale.
Oh, y'all don't even watch Game of Thrones.
No.
No. What about the VMAs? We didn't even talk about the VMAs.
I didn't watch it, but I heard.
That shit either.
Me neither.
Finally, guys, I'm the only one that's seen something.
I know.
Y'all missed Kendrick Lamar's performance.
I heard it was good.
It was dope. It was, man, he had the Ku Klux Klan on stage burning and shit.
Yeah, a lot of people were mentioning white supremacy.
It's like white supremacy. Yeah,
oh, yeah,
crazy.
Paris Jackson. Up there.
Yeah, the whole show was about the white supremacy.
Yeah,
the whole show. The whole show.
Cardi B was up there, her titty about to fall out. She was mentioning Colin Kaepernick. You know, so she was shouting out Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
So it was interesting. It was very, and that's good that people now in popular culture are now starting to put white supremacy on the table and talk about it. That's why it's important that we control the narrative and steer the narrative that way, so people are just confronted with it and they have to face it. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, that was good.
Man,
I liked it.
Bree, what else is happening out here?
So y'all know, I don't know if you do know, but they are about to do a biopic on Bobby Christina.
On it's coming on TV1, right?
Yep.
Man, that's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, Little Miss Bobby. Trailer, man.
I'm scared to see it.
It shows her
the whole
struggling
situation is
to stay afloat after Whitney.
Wow.
It chronicles her relationship with Mr. Nick Gordon, which was her boyfriend at the time, and who was also found responsible for her death last year. Did you guys know that?
I heard that.
Yeah.
In order to pay over $30 million to her estate.
God damn.
Crazy.
He in trouble right now with some white girl.
Yeah, but that was dropped, though. They dropped that. Speaking of TV One, did y'all see this movie they had on yesterday about... Little Mama was
Little
in
Mama,
it. Yeah,
I didn't see
when
it,
love
but
kills.
I see
yeah,
that.
Yeah. It was about this lady named Felicia something in Atlanta. This chick, she was stripping and hooking, and she ended up killing some dudes, and she's doing like 30 years in jail.
This is a real story.
It's a real
story.
A true story. Floyd Mayweather, he was in it, actually. Yeah. He had a little cameo in it. It was funny. And he did pretty good. Tammy Roman, she was she played the Lil Mama's mother in there. She did a great job. Tammy is a very
good
actress.
She is.
Tammy's very, very good.
She is good.
But Lil Mama
was
playing a stripper. Not like Lil Mama, but the thing is, that little shape. Lil Mama's shape, you know, she got like a, you know,
Lil Mama.
You know, and she's playing a stripper. And the shit they were saying in the script, they were like, oh, look at all that ass. I'm like, what ass? What are y'all talking about? Somebody didn't rewrite this shit?
Right, yeah.
I'm like, I'm turning channels to see if it's ass on the other channel. What the fuck are you talking about? What are y'all talking about? So they were saying shit in the movie. Oh, you so thick. I'm like, where the fuck are you? Are you talking about her hair? What's thick? Yeah. What are y'all talking about? That was an interesting movie. It was very interesting.
Lil Mama did. She did her thing. Though.
She did. She's very good. She's good.
Lil Mama is fucking amazing.
She's good very good. She's a good actress.
She's a better actress than. Well, I like her as a rapper too.
Yeah.
People just don't fuck with her on the music side, but she is an amazing actress.
That's why Chap said Lil Mama built like Gumby.
Precisely.
Y'all ain't shit in the
is
chat.
Is that why?
I ran into her in the mall.
Well, how was she acting?
I was like, Lil Mama? And it just came out because I was looking at her like, damn, is that her? Yeah. She spun around so fast and walked the other way.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she had on a headscarf, a raggedy-ass
Wait,
t-shirt, and some jogger pants.
When was this? Like, give me gauge. Is this before Jay-Z blackballed or after?
This was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, damn.
I literally just ran into her in the mall. Where was I at? In the Valley? I don't even know the name of the mall because I went with my friend. We was in a makeup store, and she was in there with like three gay guys. And I was like, that makes so much sense. Her glow up came from three gay guys.
They were
some fly-ass gay dudes, too, but she was with them.
All them stylists out here, gay dudes.
I know a couple.
So was she flossing a little bit? She was flossing.
That though it's not even
I think she didn't because she was not in Little Mama mode at
okay,
all
okay so she probably didn't want nobody to take
it.
Ain't nobody
it just caught me off guard because I looked at her face like damn she looked like Little Mama and I'm like Little Mama and my friend was like why would you say that like shit it looked like Little Mama
man
like,
just own it if y'all don't
know just say hello
who cares this is like
niggas
you know
be
mean?
Fronting and flossing.
Yeah, don't nobody. Most people don't even get glammed up until they going somewhere. Like,
exactly.
Yeah. Catch me in some joggers, say what up, and I'm gonna be like, what up?
Yeah. You speak to folks. Yeah, I hate when niggas be trying to be all extra with it. Just speak to people.
It's
people,
always the E-listers, though.
Yeah, I know.
Always,
that. Yeah.
Always the E-listers or the Z.
Yeah, exactly.
In her case, no, I'm joking.
What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, this is Press from Suitland.
What's your name, brother?
Chris from Suitland.
Chris?
I got you on speaker, my bad.
Where you from, brother?
Suitland, Maryland. You can't hear me. I'm real scared.
Where is this nigga from?
Maryland?
Stewart?
Suitland, Maryland. Suitland?
Snooplin, Maryland?
Yeah.
I've never. Where the fuck is that?
In no man's land.
It's in Maryland. It's in D.C.
Okay.
Well, say D.C. so we know what the hell you're talking about.
You're giving us a suburb. Nigga. Damn.
Hey, man, I just wanted to say I like your work, man. I wanted to find out when would you begin production on Hate Tell Us 5?
That I don't know. It's going to be a minute because I just finished this movie. As a matter of fact, my editor came by my house today and dropped off the hard drive of the rough cut of 1804, and I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to watch it when I get home to give the few editing notes, but Hidden 1804 is basically done. They dropped it off to my house today. I'm going to watch it and give my little notes, and then I'm going to take it to the sound department and all of that. So I'm cool right now. I'm not even trying to think about Hidden Colors 5. Y'all got to understand, these documentaries be wearing my ass the fuck out.
Yeah,
that's
it's a
lot of work.
Man.
But wait till y'all see this. But look, wait till y'all see 1804, dude. I'm telling you, that's going to hold you over until Hidden Colors 5. I promise you. You feel me?
I look forward to that, man. One more thing.
Go ahead.
Hidden Colors 5. Is there any chance you're going to have Tommy in it?
Oh, hell no.
I'm just
We're not going to have a coon part. All right. Thank you for the call.
Have a good one, man.
Yeah, speaking of 1804, the release date we're looking at is October 19th. So, in about a month or so. It's coming soon. September's about to pop off in a couple of days. So, October 19th, that's the date we're looking at. So you guys be ready for that. It's going to be off the chain. We're going to have a premiere out here in L.A. Just all over. It's going to be in Atlanta, New York, all over.
Oh, that's cool.
The U.K., all over. And you guys are really going to enjoy 1804. That's, I call it Hidden Colors 4.0. It's like, it's an extension of the Hidden Colors series, but it's real good information in that. Anyway, we're going to get up out of here in a second. It's almost 3:30 out here on the West Coast. What y'all doing this weekend, ladies?
I'm going to go. I might have a Labor Day party for us to go to, Brie. You ain't doing nothing, girl.
That's this weekend?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
What's going on this week?
It is.
Labor Day is this weekend?
Labor Day is this weekend.
Yes, guys. Tomorrow's the 30th. Thursday's the 31st. The 1st is Friday. And it's this weekend. Yeah. What the hell?
What goes on around town on Tuesday? I got a cousin in town from Alabama. I got to take him out somewhere. What goes on around town on Tuesdays?
The comedy club does have something. I want to say in Hollywood it's like chocolate. It's something
chocolate
on Tuesday. Yeah, I think it's chocolate.
All Tuesday. My LA people, hit me up and let me know what goes. Is Chocolate Tuesdays going? Because I go tonight if that's popping. And what else is happening this week around Hollywood?
I know Wednesday they have a thing called Mike Live, and it's in Studio City, and it's so dope.
Mike Live.
It's like they have live bands.
Okay.
But it's like they have rappers, singers. It turns into a club, but it's like kind of like underground artists, but they're really dope. They're like about to pop off or about to get a deal.
Oh, I've been to that.
That's dope, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
What's happening in Hollywood?
You want to do Hollywood?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to do Hollywood? Okay. What's Wednesday?
I don't know. Wednesday, shit about what's going on. I'm sorry.
I know Saturday.
I just know you can get some good
Saturday?
Tacos.
I know them tacos. What about Saturday?
We need to go out. We should go do something. Let's see what's going on during the week.
Oh, now Tariq want to hang with us.
Oh, you want to hang with us?
Headass. He saw us at the fight party. Now he want to hang.
I got a relative in town.
He got somebody in town, so he's trying to use us to show him around.
No. If I'm going out, all ass go out.
Okay. When y'all going, I'll go.
Yeah, I just need to find out what day.
Who is this? A cousin?
Yes, it's a cousin. And I bring some other friends and all that, too.
Okay, let's go.
But yeah, I go. I get a table somewhere. Yeah, let's find something. All my listeners, y'all let me know what's going.
If you're in L.A., let us know, because I don't know Jack or Jill.
Yeah, and you know, I'll be in the house. I just go to invite onlys. That's what I do.
Yeah,
but so that's why I'm not really super on it. But yeah, we're going to find somewhere to go.
Yeah, definitely. Y'all hit me up, man. info@tariqelite.com. And let me know what's going on tonight, Tuesday. And let me know. I am hanging out, motherfuckers. I'm like, Flex ain't hanging out.
Exactly. Thank you, sir. Because Flex be flexing, okay?
No, Lord.
Flexing.
They just want me to go places. And they used to, I'm like, where y'all want me to go? These places.
Let's go for real. Let's go out as a team. We'll have fun.
Yes, absolutely. Now, Layla, what is your Instagram, beloved?
It is Miss Layla Lopez. So it's MSLAILALOPEZ.
Yes. And Miss Bree, what is your Instagram?
Miss Bree, I am at Chloe Beher, CHLOEBHER.
Yes. And you know what we're going to do? Because Layla had an idea, because I've been wanting to do like a workout video. Layla, have Layla and Bree and all of us, you know, doing the workout thing and Layla instructing and all that. And Layla was like, we should have Crispy in it.
Yes.
And I went, somebody kind of did something like that. But I'm like, my man Ola was hitting me up with some ideas. And we should have that. The ISM workout video. Layla's instructing. We get Crispy, the Crispy Puppet in there. Because me and Ola were coming up with some good ass ideas for that. Would that be funny? And we get some more girls.
That
and
shit
yeah,
would
we
be
work,
hella funny.
We just really get Crispy this shit cracking. And do a workout video and just give some real workout shit and just have some real funny stuff in there too.
It's gonna be real workout stuff, you guys. So you guys are gonna learn some good tips now.
Yes, indeed.
And still be laughing at the same time. So exactly. That'd be fun. It'll be fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think we're gonna start looking into doing that
and
getting that popping, family. Anyway, y'all hit me up. What's that? Somebody sent an email to Freeze Love on Tuesday. What does Freeze Love do his thing on Tuesday? Because Freeze Love, that's my dude. All right, I'll holler at you guys on Twitter. Holler at on Twitter. We'll talk about
freeze
it.
Love.
Yeah. Instagram. Hit me up at Tariq Elite on Instagram. On Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. Ladies and gentlemen, and you guys have a good day and peace.